last Fed meeting of the year.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For months and months on end, every time the Federal Reserve met, it was a foregone conclusion the Fed would raise interest rates. You may have felt the sting of that, but that streak ended over the summer. And since then, the Fed's been on a roll of not raising rates. There's another meeting today. Hillary Wickay tells us what's brewing this time.
Housing and auto industries aside, the economy is growing, and its slower growth has seemed to make the Federal Reserve more comfortable. Fed watchers believe that means the panel is likely to leave interest rates alone today, but many would be happier if the Fed lowered them to give the economy a boost. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's. He doesn't expect the Fed to do that until it sees inflation fall for a few months in a row.
My feeling is they probably won't see that until mid-year. They're worried about the dollar. The dollar is going down. They're a little afraid to loosen while the dollar is going down because that could lead to a weaker dollar. It could lead to more import price inflation, and that in turn could lead to more domestic inflation.
If the Fed keeps its finger on the pause button, today would mark the fourth meeting in which the panel left the target rate unchanged at 5.25%. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Wall Street will be listening in today for any clues about inflation. Yesterday, stocks made small gains. The Dow put on 20 points to 12,328. The NASDAQ gained 5 to 2442. The S&P 500 was up 3 to 1413. Today, Japan's Nikkei climbed 2/3%. It got a boost from Honda's stock. Nissan has finally decided to hop on the green highway. It's launching a hybrid and has plans for a fuel cell car. But Nissan has a way to go to catch up to its rivals. From the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn has argued for years that current hybrid technology is too expensive for customers and car makers. But now the company's changed gears. Nissan says it will make vehicles that cut carbon dioxide and other exhaust emissions. The hybrid Altima will launch next spring using Toyota's technology, and a fuel cell car will be ready by 2010. Peter DiLorenzo with AutoExtremist.com says Nissan's playing catch-up with Toyota, Honda, even GM and Daimler Chrysler that have all had hybrids for years.
You're going to have to watch Nissan as far as their competitiveness goes. In the 09, 010, 011 timeframe, when some of these other manufacturers' research projects really start to come to fruition.
Nissan's also announced a plan to cut CO2 emissions at its manufacturing plants. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Green onions are off the hook. Taco Bell had blamed them for an E. coli outbreak. 64 people got sick, but the FDA tested samples of the scallions and found no E. coli. Feds aren't ruling anything out, and for now, Taco Bell's keeping green onions off the menu. This is Marketplace. So far, here's the scorecard on the new game consoles. Nintendo's Wii is outselling the PlayStation 3 by a 2-to-1 margin. Alex Goldmark reports.
Gamers want to buy PlayStation 3, but Sony hasn't made enough to meet demand. Rod Baer is an analyst at Morningstar Research.
It's too early to say that this has been a flop, but the low sales numbers are due to shortages.
That's because Sony's had problems installing some components, like a Blu-ray DVD player. Nintendo hasn't pushed the technology too much. Instead, they've focused more on casual gamers.
Nintendo has come in with games that are a little bit simpler. They also have some innovative motion sensing technology in the controller itself.
So swing it like a racket and you're playing tennis. But Baer says it'll take a lot of tennis to match Sony's overall 36% market share. I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. One of the hottest TV shows among college students wraps up its first season this week. It's on MTVU, a channel only shown on college campuses. The show is called, you ready? Sucks Less with Kevin Smith. Smith's the director of movies such as Clerks and Chasing Amy. And in fact, just down the street from Hollywood, students at UCLA are the people creating Smith's new show. Lisa Napoli has more.
Nine film students at UCLA are sitting in a classroom-sized screening room on campus. One of them is holding up a cell phone that's set to speaker. They're listening to Brian, an executive with MTVU. He's in New York.
And then on episode 6, in terms of the whole tasering thing, the one person who really needs to give their okay has just been traveling.
This is the final production meeting for the show the students have been working on all semester.
Welcome to Sucks Less, the show for people who have way better things to do with their weekend. So what I've done is I've recruited a bunch of UCLA students and actually couched the whole thing in an accredited college course to help me and subsequently you figure out some cool things to do with your weekend.
Those students produce tape segments that show fun activities around the L.A. area. They do just about everything on the show. Shoot it, write it, star in it, edit it, create animations for it. And it gets lots of play on three screens, television, the web, and on cell phones. The chairwoman of the UCLA Film School couldn't be prouder.
These students, who all have credit, they're going to say, I made this for MTVU with Kevin Smith producing. They have a real credit that is out in the world.
Barbara Boyle says not all of her teachers are thrilled with the idea that student labor has gone to create a show for a commercial venture.
Among the faculty, we have a lot of different attitudes about that, about, no, we're training artists. It's just not my attitude.
Having people who are part of their core audience actually make a show has been right up MTVU's alley. And, of course, the fact that it gets a hit show for a fraction of what it would otherwise cost isn't so bad either. Cell phone company Amped Mobile paid the channel $50,000, which MTVU paid to UCLA for the right to develop the class. And in addition to college credit, students got a stipend for their efforts. MTVU executive Stephen Friedman says working with the kids is better than working with stressed out, overcommitted professionals.
The piece that they bring is a passion and a desire to do this for a living, and they're putting everything they have into it in a way that a production team that is knocking it out for five different channels or five different websites, it's a different value proposition.
And for the UCLA students who took part, it's a semester that'll live on long past the finals.
Right on, man. Excellent report. As your instructor in this course, I'm going to give you a B+. How about that?
Whatever. Can I go now?
On your way, little shaver.
In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Oh, it's holiday.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.